اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
The first difference is that we always see the sirat in its singular. You never see sirat coming in a plural form in the Quran. As opposed to sabil, when you look here, for example, we see وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Whoever changes faith for unfaith, certainly he strays away from the balanced way. There, sabil has come in its singular form. But we have other verses where sabil has come in its plural. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. With it, meaning either the guidance of the Quran, whatever it's referring to in the previous verse, with it Allah guides those who follow the course of His pleasure to the ways of peace. These ways are full of salam, they're full of safety, they're going to allow you to reach your destination. So you have a sirat, which always comes in its singular, but you have a sabil, which is coming in its singular and plural. We see, for example, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those who strive in us, we shall surely guide them in our ways. Once again, it has come in the plural. Now, there are two understandings of this, how we can understand this idea of a sabil. If we go back to this example of the motorway, the way you can see it in front of you. The motorway is that straight, wide road that's taking you directly from one city to another city. The sabil can be thought of as the different lanes on that motorway. We know that a motorway has multiple lanes. Usually we probably only see three or four lanes. Now imagine a motorway which has hundreds and thousands of lanes. Enough lanes for each of the breadths of humankind, for example. Every sabil is specific to each person. The way you reach Allah may be different to the way I reach Allah. Somebody who's born in a different country, somebody who is different gender to us, somebody who is different race to us. All these things have an effect on the sabil we are taking. However, all of these subul, we need to make sure that they are lanes of this particular motorway. As long as we are traversing one of these lanes, wherever it may be, we are still on the sirat. And so we can take our own sabil. But for the amount that our lane is on the motorway and overlaps with the motorway, we are on the sirat. And for the amount that we go off track and our sabil goes off track, we have fallen off the motorway. And for that part of our sabil, we have gone astray until we come back. So our sabil is our particular path. The amount that it stays onto the motorway, that is the amount that is on the sirat and we are heading towards the goal. The amount that we fall off, we are heading away from the goal. But what we need to realize is that these subul that we have, that we are trying to traverse personally and are dedicated to each one of us, we have to make sure that they are part of these subul ilahi. They are the godly ways. These lanes on the motorway are the godly ways. But Allah warns us in the Quran that there are some subul that are off this path. And those are the ones which are going to take us away from Him. And they are known as the subul inhirafi. The subul, the ways which are going to be deviant ways. They take us away from Allah. So we see, for example, here in this verse, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is indeed my straight path. This is the motorway. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. So follow it and do not follow these other ways, for they will separate you from His way. And so we have some which are subule ilahi and some which are subule inhirafi. Those which are subule ilahi are those ways which are part and parcel of that sirat. Those which are subule inhirafi, they may be completely off, or there may be portions of my sabil which are going off and on and off and on. And depending on how much I stay on, I am actually reaching my goal. Depending on how much I go off, I am not reaching my goal as a result.